Blog Talk Radio.
Love.
I walk around and I pray. Teach the children to pray. Sometimes I lay flat on my back and I pray, and I pray. Well, and I ask for wisdom. Teach mother to pray. I pray and I pray, I pray that your will be done.
Well,
that your will be done.
He needs to learn to pray.
And I pray for the brothers and the sisters.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. B'Shem Yahushua HaMashiach. Abba, hold up a blessing with life this day. Father, just for that, that's enough to be grateful for, Father. Thank you for giving us life, health, and strength. Thank you for giving us your son, Yahushua HaMashiach. Thank you, Father, for having mercy upon us, Father, and leading us and guiding us, and at times, Father, even chastising us, Father. Father, for providing everything that we need, Father. Father, all we can do, Father, is be grateful for the moments that you give us, Father. All we can do, Father, is try to avoid the trappings of the adversary, Father. Father, we need endurance. We need strength, Father. We need you, Father, to uplift us, to uphold us, Father. Even as you said in your word, Father, that you would bear us up upon your shoulders, Father, we ask you now, Father, to lift us up as the little children that we are to you, Father. And bear us at times upon your shoulders, Father, upon your, take your son, Father, and have him lift us up upon his shoulders, Father. We know how strong he is, Father, because he endured. Father, he endured everything that you put him through, even though, Father, at times he asked that not his will be done, Father, but ultimately that your will be done, Father. So we ask for that same strength, Father, as we proceed, Father, as we go through our journey, Father, as we run our race, Father. My brother stated last night, we have things coming up against us daily, Father, in our lives, Father. Now, Father, we know that this is just a proving ground, Father, that right now, Father, that this is just a rehearsal for some of the things that are there to come, Father. So we ask that, Father, every day, not that you just give us our bread, Father, but that you give us everything, Father, that we need, Father, the strength to make it, Father, to the end, Father. Whatever time our end may be, Father, we just ask for that, Father. We ask, Father, that you look out for the sick and infirm, Father, whether it be physical, whether it be emotional, whether it be spiritual, Father, that you look after every one of your children, Father, those who call upon you, Father, those who you have selected, Father. We ask, Father, that you give us the strength that we need, Father, the endurance that we need, Father, and that when we cry out to you, Father, we already know that your ears incline to listen, Father. Give us the patience, Father, to wait upon the answer of your prayers, Father, that we remember those words, may akat. Wa'ed olam, and all things in our life, Father, great or small, Father. Father, help us to polish up our armor, Father, to sharpen our sword, Father, to remember to take our buckler with us, Father, to remember to put on the shoes that we need to put on, Father, to walk this walk, and, Father, to continue in this journey, Father. Father, we ask these things in your son's name on this most glorious and beautiful Shabbat day, B'Shem Yahushua HaMashiach, on behalf of my brothers, my Aki, my Akoti, the Yaladim, the Zakim, the Zakimus, Father, that you look after all of those, Father, who you consider to be your sons and your daughters, by whom you gave the name and called them, Yishmael. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who chooses the Torah, Moshe his servant, Yisrael his nation, and the prophets of truth and righteousness. Amen. Family, I'm going to ask to please shoot me a text and let me know if I'm coming through clearly, because I got cut off in the midst of the introductory song. So if somebody could just please shoot me a text to let me know that I am, in fact, coming through. I'm a little nervous about that right now because and I'm going to assume that maybe because I have not received the text yet, that I am coming through fine. Hallelujah. Toda Aki Matatia. I appreciate you. Shabbat Shalom, family. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. This is your brother, Ahava. Toda Ak. Toda Aki. Your brother, Ahabel, once again, coming to you from Beth Yahweh Congregation. And this is Kol Elohim, Blog Talk. Good old Baltimore, Maryland, USA. I again am your brother, Ahabel. And welcoming you to the first of my 6 weeks of study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman that be not ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And today, family, the title of this lesson is From Abba to My Little Children with Love. And oftentimes throughout our trial, you know, as the quote-unquote grown folk that we are. Forgive me for the background noise, family. It's Shabbat for us, but it's Sabbath for everybody else. I mean, yeah, it's Saturday for everybody else, not Shabbat for everybody. Well, it should be Shabbat for everybody else, but it's not. It's Saturday for a lot of people. It's the time they get their business done. So forgive me once again for the background noise and allow me a moment to pull up my my lesson for today. On the one now, all the technology wants to act a fool, you know, the prince of the power of the air. He says, no, he's trying to do everything that he can to prevent Abba's children from getting this message that he has for them. And, but we know that Abba is mightier than our adversary. As a matter of fact, Abba's son has defeated our adversary. Even though we may not see the full manifestation of it just yet, the battle is over. The battle took place many, many years ago when he took all of our sins upon himself and said it was finished. And he meant at that time that that part of that work was finished. And at that point, death and hell and Hasatan, Helal, and his entire kingdom were defeated in that moment. But there's still a work that needs to be done. As he said in his word, his father's house has many mansions. And he said he wouldn't tell us a lie. He said, if it weren't so, I ain't going to tell y'all that. I'm not here to lie to y'all. He said he's going to prepare a place for us. So we have to understand that just like with any other project that takes place, anything that needs to be done, it takes time. And as we can see in the times that we are in now, even though they may seem to be troubling times for a lot of people, for his children, for his chosen one, for his elect, we look forward to seeing the outcome of it all. Because that's what our hope should be, family, not in this world system. Because as this world system starts to crumble, Abba's system is nearing its completion. And I hope we really understand that and be not dismayed by what's going on in the world today. This is all by design. And hopefully throughout these 6 weeks, we will see that it's Hasatan ain't got no design. He got schemes. He got plots. He's got trickery. But one thing's for sure, and we will go through this, Abba Yah willing, through his word to show, is nothing but a puppet and a tool. He is nothing other than a created being just like you and I. And he messed up big time. Messed up. And as my brother stated last night, initially, there was only places going for him and those of our brethren that are called angels who followed after him. But then his tricks that he brought here to the planet Earth, to the realm that we dwell in, unfortunately, a lot of flesh is going to fall too. So Abba wants us to know and understand, to hold on, hold strong, stand firm, and ask for that endurance and hold on and not let go. Pray for strength. He told Yahushua, the prophet, be strong and of good courage, because I'm going to use you to bring the people into the promised land. So family, hold on. And remember, Joshua, the son of Nun, they ain't just walk into that land. Oh, no. Joshua, the son of Nun, had to prepare for war. But don't forget that, family. Don't forget that. You know, Abba had given me so many things that he had wanted to talk about today. So many different things that he wanted me to talk about. But hopefully throughout these 6 weeks, we will talk about many, many things about what we are involved in, family. We at war. And I hope we really understand that we are in the midst of warfare, family. And in warfare, there are going to be casualties. In warfare, there's going to be the shedding of blood. In warfare, you have to have warriors. But I'm digressing. I'm going off topic. Because right now, Abba has a different message that he wants to share with his children, family. He kept me up a couple of nights talking to me, you know. My brother will tell you I was going through many things, going through a whole lot of things. Some things I wasn't even understanding what I was going through, you know. But what I realized that Abba had to help me to understand is that after a while, I need to get in his presence and I need to seek his face, not just for the purpose of teaching, but the purpose of the calling of my life, and to come to an understanding that if I'm not doing anything for him, I'm not fulfilling what Abba wants me to do, what he has called all of us to do, those that he has selected, those that he has handpicked, not just the Morays, everyone who has tuned in today. Whether you are, quote, unquote, a member of Beth Yahweh Congregation in Baltimore, Maryland, or whether you are somebody tuning in from wherever you may be, because you want to hear some edification today. You want to hear the words that Yah has to say to us today through his son, Yahushua HaMashiach. If you tuned in for that, you are one of his children. You are part of Yisrael. You are part of Beth Yahweh. So be strong and of good courage. Don't be faint, even if you get a little weary at times. Don't give up, even though sometimes fatigue sets in. Don't give up in the midst of trials and tribulation. Don't think for 1 second that he lied to you. The adversary will have you think that he lied to you when he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Remember, hello, HaSatan, he is the liar. So when those thoughts come to your mind, when you feel forsaken, when you feel as though Yahweh has turned his back to you, try him, cry aloud, cry out to him, seek his face. As my brother said last night, bring about an argument to him. Respectfully, remember, he's the king. And just like you wouldn't go into no court and say anything flippant out your mouth, don't go to Abba with no flippant attitude and say whatever you think. But remember, earthly judge deserves respect, deserves to be called Your Honor. Trust and believe the one who created you. And he created you, specifically you, deserves much more respect and honor than any being on earth. No mama, no daddy, no sister, no brother, no flesh is deserving of the honor that Abba Yah, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, deserves for him. And again, I always say I'm not going to digress, but it appears that I'm digressing. I'm going to tell you something, man. This adversary, oh, he's trying today, fam. He's trying today because he don't want the brothers and sisters to get this message. He really doesn't. But you know what? I'm going to stop pontificating. I'm going to stop running my mouth, and I'm going to get this message to my family. And again, the title is From Abba to My Little Children with Love. And excuse me. One of the things that Abba placed on my heart is to share with you all the conversation that he had with me through his word. And it was a conversation, a little conversation, in which there were times when Abba was speaking, and then there were times when, through the word, his child was speaking to him also. And when I say that, I'm not talking just about Yahushua HaMashiach. I'm talking about every one of us that he has called out. Every one of us that he has called out. Sit at his foot, at his feet. He got 2 feet, not just 1 foot. Sit at his feet, family, and talk to him. Get on your knees. Bow your head. That's why I love that song so much, Prayer. Come before his face with thanksgiving, family. Humble yourself before him. Get on your knees. Prostrate and bow and kneel before Yahweh, your maker. And he, family, will always talk to you. Once you reach that part that you have that broken spirit in contrite heart. See, sometimes he needs to beat you down a little bit so that he can build you back up. He needs to prepare your heart sometimes to receive his word. He said he chastens those that he loves. And sometimes there's foolishness in us. So he has to bring forth the rod of correction. And he says that rod of correction will drive the foolishness out. And the rod of correction ain't a feather. Sometimes it's that strap across your backside. But he knows what you need. He knows how to get your attention. He knows how to bring you to a point where you realize, where you hunger for that relationship with him, where you get so desperate in your spirit to feel his presence that you'll do anything to get it. Fast, you'll pray. You'll prostrate. Prostrate is an organ, forgive me, fam. But he knows how to get your attention because he has called you for a divine purpose, a purpose that's greater than anything sometimes that we can imagine. There's a hip-hop artist that had a song called The Beautiful Burden. Do we understand the beautiful burden that has been placed on us? Just like the prophet, he said, eat the book, consume it. He said, it tasted like his favorite cake. He said it was sweet to the taste, but it gave him the bubble guts. It hurt his stomach. But he said, while it was going down, so funny because I'm going through a scenario like that right now. Ate something that tasted so good, so good, so good. Gobble, 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 yum, yum, yum. Give me some more. Ooh, hated to take that last bite. But once it settled in, it was like, ooh, uh-oh. You know, like, was that Pepto-Bismol commercial? Where it go, wah. You feel that wah, and that's a universal sound for everybody. Once you feel that wah inside your stomach, oh, it's time to get somewhere and get somewhere fast. But that's what the prophet went through. It tasted so good going down because Yahweh's word is so sweet. And it tastes so good. But sometimes the after effects of it are a little troubling. It hurt a little bit. But without further ado, family, the only scripture I'm going to share in the beginning, family, is going to be from the book of Romans, chapter 9, starting from at verse 1, and I'm reading through 29, family. Excuse me. I'm going to read the introductory scripture. Then after that, I'm going to read the rest of the scriptures in conversational form, because that's exactly what it is, these scriptures that Abba put together. It was a conversation that he didn't just have with me. He wants to have with all his children, all his Yaladim. All right? Forgive me, family. It's allergy season, so you know this stuff is acting funny, all right? It's the second allergy season starting to kick in. So forgive me, family, if I'm a little nasal and a little sniffy. And I'm going to read this one from the TS 2009. Again, Romans 9:1. I speak the truth in Moshiach. I do not lie. My conscience also bearing me witness in the set-apart spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, that I have great sadness and continual grief in my heart. For I myself could have wished to be banished from Mashiach for the sake of my brothers, my relatives, according to the flesh, who are the children of Yisrael, to whom is the adoption and the esteem and the covenant and the giving of the Torah and the worship and the promises, whose are the fathers and from whom is the Mashiach according to the flesh, who is over all, Elohim, blessed forever. Amen. However, it is not as though the word of Elohim has failed, for they are not all Yisrael who are of Yisrael. Okay? For they are not all Yisrael who are of Yisrael. And we're starting to see a lot of people who have read Deuteronomy 28 chapter and have looked upon our circumstances in this country and automatically assume that they are Yisrael. And yes, to a large degree, some may be Yisrael according to the flesh, and some may be Yisrael according to the spirit. But you know what? One of the things that people are getting too caught up into, but you know what? They're not even getting too caught up into. They are doing exactly as our ancestors did. They're using that name as Yisrael very loosely, very cavalierly. It's the new in thing among our community to be Yisrael. But Yisrael comes with a lot of responsibility. But now it's the new in thing. It's the new woke thing to be called Yisrael. I'm Yisrael. And they're starting to fall into a lot of the traps that our forefathers went into because their knowledge of what our foreparents did stops Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. And they only look at the curses and the blessings, but they don't look at what the toil, and I do mean toil, in sin and disobedience that our foreparents did to get themselves in that situation that Moshe spoke of in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. They totally disregard that. They totally disregard the responsibility and want to place blame on somebody else for their circumstances. No, 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 no. The charge for everything that we are in at this point in our life is laid at the hand of our foreparents' feet. And one of the things that Yisrael needs to start learning is what our foreparents did to get us who are living in this day and age into the situation that we are in, because it is laid at their feet, our four mommies and four daddies. They got us into this situation as Yishmael. Of course, we know what Adam did. Of course, we know what Imakua did. But our foreparents had thousands of years to perfect sin in this world. Even as the word said, you, Yishmael, taught the nations how to sin. And they're doing it again. Trust and believe, because hopefully by Yahweh's permission, we will talk about some of that throughout these 6 weeks. That all people, even now, calling themselves Yishmael, ain't deserving of that title. And I do mean ain't deserving of that title. You ain't been called out for nothing. This is supposed to bring about a change in your mindset, a change in your outlook, a change in your perspective, a change in your relationship with your Heavenly Father and His Son, Yahushua. First, He called you out. But then once you were introduced to Yahushua, then you were brought with a price, the price of His blood, innocent blood, blood that He shed for His love for you. But now you think just because you call yourself Yishmael, you can do whatever you want? That's not how it works. That's not how it works. But again, I'm digressing. 9:6. However, it is not as though the word of Elohim has failed, for they are not all Yishmael who are of Yishmael. It ain't about this blood lineage everybody want to hold on to, because there was a lot of sinfulness in that bloodline family. We're going to see it. Neither are they all children, because they are of the seed of Abraham. But in Yitzhak, your seed shall be called. Remember, Abraham had a whole lot of children. Abraham birthed a whole lot of Hebrews family, Midian, Midan, the children he had with his second wife, Keturah. They're all Hebrews too, because Abraham was a Hebrew. Ishmael is a Hebrew. So don't get caught up in this Hebrew title, and don't get caught up in being called Israel, because that don't mean, as Gershon the Daniel used to say, a hill of beans. This is what Paul is saying right here. Neither are they all children, because they are the seed of Abraham. And Yitzchak, Isaac, your seed shall be called. So there's a specific calling that has to take place. Not you just choosing to put Israel or change your name and put Israel behind your name. He don't care about that. Especially if your actions are misrepresentative of your father and his son, our brother. 9:8, that is, those who are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of Elohim, but the children of the promise are reckoned as the seed. Do we understand what that says? The children of the promise are reckoned as the seed. For this is the word of promise. At this time I shall come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only so, but Rebecca, having conceived by one, our father, Yitzchak, Isaac, yet before they were born or had done any good or evil, in order that the purpose of Elohim according to choice might stand, not of works, but of him who calls. And the him who calls is Abba Yah. 9:12, it was said to her, the greater shall serve the lesser. So before she even birthed them, Abba had made a choice. 9:13, as it has been written, Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated. There was something about Esau he just could not get with, but he created them both. He created both of them. They twins. And we have been blessed to see several pairs of twins in the midst of our family. And Yahweh has blessed both those twins to be called out, and they have taken hold of the covenant. But guess what? The first set of twins that we hear about in the scriptures and we read about, Abba chose one and didn't want to have nothing to do with the other. Is he wrong for that? Well, let's see. 9:14. What then shall we say? Is there unrighteousness with Elohim? Let it not be. For he says to Moshe, I shall have favor whoever I favor, and I shall have compassion on whomever I have compassion. 9:16. So then, it is not of him who is wishing, nor of him who is running, but of Elohim who shows the favor. Do we understand what he's saying? You can wish this all day long. You can run with things all day long, but it ain't up to you. You cannot make that choice. Only Abba can. Only Abba can. You know what choice you can make? Is to be in sincerity and obedience of spirit. Listen to a teacher the other day and said, anybody now can pick up the book and get on YouTube, get on TikTok, get on any one of these social media platforms and espouse words and lead people astray. And he made a very good point. Do you go to that mechanic that's fresh out of mechanic school? No, you don't. Do you go to a doctor that's fresh out of, that just graduated? Even though he has the title of a doctor, he don't know what to do. Trust me, I work at an institution. I know how much errors these new doctors make and how much errors these doctors cost the institution because they don't know. They're still, and even seasoned doctors still make errors. Otherwise, we wouldn't have those commercials on TV. Have you had a medical mistake? Were you injured because of some doctor? We wouldn't have those commercials on TV if the expert doctors didn't mess up from time to time. But we'll listen to anybody who picks up a book and talks about a scripture or two and hold on to every word that that person is saying, not understanding that oftentimes these people are not called by the creator of heaven and earth, are not called by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Anybody can pick up a book. I can pick up a medical book, and if I understand Latin enough, I can talk. I do it every day. Sometimes I got to give it back to some of these medical people in their own terminology so they understand what they're doing wrong. And I ain't touched a medical book. I ain't been to a medical school. But sometimes you got to speak their language in order to, for them to understand, and that this fool here, this transport manager, could possibly be saving your license. You're about to make a serious medical mistake. But we entrust our souls to some of these idiots on YouTube, some of these idiots on TikTok, some of these idiots on Instagram, some of these idiots on Facebook that get up and say anything. And because it sounds good and because sometimes we got these itching ears, we incline ourselves to it because it speaks something that we want to hear. Because sometimes we don't want to hear the truth. We just like our footprint. We don't want to hear the truth. Tell us smooth things because it goes along with the program that I'm on. But is it what Abba Yah wants us involved in? That's the rub. That's the question. But anyway, I am digressing again. 9:16. So then it is not of him who is wishing, nor of him who is running, but of Elohim who shows favor. It's his choice. He does the election in this situation, not mankind. 9:17. For the scripture says to Pharaoh, for this same purpose, I have raised you up. Hold up. Pharaoh, who represents Halal, who represents Hasatan? Abba Yah raised him up? We going to dispute the word? I challenge anybody to dispute what the word of Yah says. For this same purpose, I have raised you up to show my power in you, that my name be declared in all the earth. So you mean that he used Pharaoh, an Egyptian, sworn enemy to this day of the nation of Israel. They still warn. You had the Neo-Egyptologists constantly warn with the Hebrew Israelites. Still to this day, we warn against one another. But you mean to tell me he raised Pharaoh up? Go ahead, roll your eyes, suck your teeth, say whatever you want. Dispute the word of Yah. I challenge you, dispute the word of Yah. 9:18. So then, he favors whom he wishes, and he hardens whom he wishes. What do we do with that, family? Then you shall say to me, why does he still find fault? For who has resisted his counsel? But who are you, old man, to talk back to Elohim? But who are you, old man or woman, to talk back to Elohim? Shall that which is formed say to him who formed it, why have you made me like this? Can you? Can you? We ain't make ourselves. We ain't make our mommies. We ain't make our grandmommies. We ain't make our great-grandmommies, our great-great-grandmommies, and so on and so forth. As I have read it, as I am sure many of my brothers and sisters had, he formed Adam from the dirt and then took Eve out of him. What can Adam or Eve have said to Abiyah about being created? Why you ain't make me like Eve? Why you didn't make me like Adam? But yet we go through these struggles all the time. Abba, why you make me like this? And I'm going to read it again. But who are you, old man, to talk back to Elohim? Shall that which is formed say to him who formed it, why have you made me like this? Does not the potter, and he is the potter, have authority over the clay? From the same lump to make one vessel for value and another not for value? Guess what? Every one of the vessels isn't going to be the king of goblins. Sometimes a vessel is needed for some of the uncomely things that we do. That same porcelain is used to wash it, and that same porcelain is used to receive our waste, to put it frankly. And who can that instrument say to whoever created it, why you make me that? Why can't be the goblet? Why can't be the vessel that the wine gets poured in? That's not what I purposed you for. I purposed you for what I purposed you. I am the potter. Simple as that. 21. Does not the potter have authority over the clay? From the same lump to make one vessel for value and for another not for value? Excuse me, fam. 9:22. And if Elohim desiring to show wrath and to make his power known with much patience tolerated the vessels of wrath prepared for destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his esteem on vessels of compassion, which he had prepared beforehand for esteem, even whom he called not only us of the Yehudim, the Jews, the Hebrews, and the Israelites, but also of the nations, as he says in Hosea 2, I shall call them my people who were not my people, and her beloved who was not beloved. What do you do with it? What do you do with it? Hebrew Israelites that want to get up on a high horse and get all high and mighty about being Hebrew Israelites, and you wokeness now? The new end thing is, I'm woke. I'm woke to who I am. I'm woke to who I'm is. Okay, you woke with one eye open and crust in the other eye and a little pink eye, conjunctivitis, in the other one. Yeah, you woke all right. 9:27. And yes, Yahu cries out on behalf of Israel. Though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, the remnant shall be saved. 9:28. for he is bringing a matter to an end. Is he drawing a line in the sand? Okay. For he is bringing a matter to an end and is cutting it short in righteousness, because Yahweh shall cut short a matter on the earth. Line in the sand. Hitherto, things will go no further. 9:29. And as Yeshayahu said before, if Yahweh of hosts had not left us a seed, we would have become like Sodom, and we would have become made like Gomorrah. And we know what happened to them. They were destroyed. See, we can see where mankind is on that path, that if the days were not shortened, no flesh would be spared. We've seen it come to that, family. We are seeing it slowly and surely coming to that. But anyway, here's a message for us from Abba. That was just the introduction, fam. And I did say I wasn't going to get myself all fired, but that's the way Yahweh made me. I hope y'all understand and love me for it still. Abba said, everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. And his child said, but thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my mighty one. Thou art my mighty one from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. By thee have I been holding up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually on thee. Then Abba said, lo, children are a heritage to Yahweh. And the fruit of the womb is my reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies of his gate. Will speak with the enemies in his gate. Then his child said, for thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. Then Abba said, but thou, Yisrael, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob, but thou hast been weary of me, O Yisrael. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offering, neither hast thou honored me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. Thou hast brought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices. But thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. Thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities. I am he that blotted out thy transgressions for my own sake and will not remember thy sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Thy first father hath sinned, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore I have profaned the princes of the sanctuary and have given Jacob to the curse and Israel to reproaches. Do we hear what Abba is saying to us? Yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Yisrael, whom I have chosen. Thus saith Yahweh that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thy offspring, and they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the watercourses. One shall say, I am Yahweh. And another shall call himself by the name of Jacob, and another shall subscribe with his hand unto Yahweh and surname himself by the name of Yisrael. Do we understand the importance? Do we understand what is happening in the earth? Do we understand what Yahweh is doing for each and every one of us? When you raise your hand, and that's what he said, when she'll subscribe with his hand unto Yah, you raise your hand up to Yahweh and say, I want to be your spouse. Because who gets a surname family? Huh? Who gets a surname except the one who wants to be espoused to a husband? Isn't it funny how we are his spouse and his child all at the same time? See, a lot of people don't understand that concept. Eya, Asha, Eya. You know, that I am that I am. I'm is what I'm is. I will be whatever you need me to be is what he's telling you. But I need you to be what I need you to be, whether it be child, whether it be wife, whether it be intimate partner. I need you to be that, Yisrael. I don't need you to just take the oath and take my name and abuse it. Your foreparents did that. Isn't that what he just told us? But anyway, I'm digressing. Thus saith Yahweh, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb, I am Yahweh that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by me. For Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, mine elect, call thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. See, I hope we're getting the message in that. We'll continue on. Let me read it. Again, he says, hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb. Oh, what? He said he bore us? He gave birth to us? Yea, thou heardest not, yea, thou knewest not, yea, from the time that thine ear was not open, for I knew that thou wouldest deal very treacherously, and was called a transgressor from the womb. My brother talked about that last night, and we ain't talked. Listen, O isles, unto me, and hearken, ye people, from far. Yahweh hath called me from the womb, from the bowels of my mother hath he made mention of my name. And now saith Yahweh that formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob again to him. Though Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of Yahweh, and my mighty one shall be my strength. Shall I bring to birth and not cause to faint, saith Yahweh? Shall I cause to bring forth and shut the womb, saith the mighty one? Then the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified, I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. So you can't just get up one day, read the book, and declare yourself a prophet. He said, before you even... See, whoever birthed you and whoever planted that seed and who birthed you, it was not because they decided to get together, regardless of the circumstances surrounding it, regardless of the circumstances surrounding it, regardless of how it took place. He brought those two together. Again, let me read it. Then the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. You hear that? Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, Adon Yahweh, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But Yahweh said unto me, say not I am a child, For thou shalt go to all that I send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith Yahweh. Then Yahweh put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And Yahweh said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. Did he say that he took the words and put them in his mouth? No. Yahweh said, I put my words in thy mouth. I have this day set thee over the nation and over the kingdoms to root out. You ever pull up some bushes, family? You ever been out there and pull up them bushes and realize that the easy part was done after you chopped down all of the stalk? The hard part was when you got down into the root. That's the hard part. So there's a lot of work to be done, hard work to be done. And he's got to prepare us to do it because this is our mission. Again, I'm going to read it. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to first to root out and then to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, then to build and to plant. So first of all, the prophet is set to do an excavation work. First thing he has to do, to root out. Then he has to pull down. Then he has to destroy. Then to throw down. Then the building and planting can take place afterwards. Because believe it or not, it might be the lengthy part, but that's the easy part. The pure muscle of the work is tearing this stuff down. Therefore, fear thou not, O ye servant Jacob, saith Yahweh, neither be dismayed, O Israel, for lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return and shall be in rest and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. Hold up. If them people that's over there is afraid of being kicked out, guess what? Yahweh ain't playing them over there. Yahweh ain't say to go. So y'all being selfish. Y'all going on your own accord. Because when we go, we're all supposed to go together. Ain't nobody supposed to be left behind. Y'all living that rapture principle. Y'all think y'all been raptured up over there. And it's a bitter pill to swallow now because y'all went over there on your own accord and now y'all in fear getting booted out. We all supposed to go together in one accord as one family over there. Not you go, then I come, then somebody else come. No, 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 no. When it's done, and can't nobody kick you out the land. Therefore, fear not, O servant Jacob, saith Yahweh, neither be dismayed, O Israel, for lo, I will save thee from afar and thy seed from the land of their captivity, and Jacob shall return and shall be in rest and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. Well, if you're afraid of getting kicked out, guess what? Don't make Yahweh a liar. Look at whoever paid for your ticket to go over there. For I am with thee, saith Yahweh, to save thee. Though I make a full end of all nations whither I have scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee, but I will correct thee in measure and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. But fear not thou, O my servant Jacob, and be not dismayed, O Israel, for behold, I will save thee from afar off, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return and be in rest and at ease, and none shall make him afraid. Fear not thou, O Jacob, my servant, saith Yahweh, for I am with thee, for I will make a full end of all the nations whither I have driven thee, but I will not make a full end of thee, but correct thee in measure, yet will I not leave thee wholly unpunished. Thus saith Adon Yahweh, when I have gathered the house of Israel from the people among whom they are scattered, and shall be sanctified in them in the sight of the heathen, then shall they dwell in their land that I have given to my servant Jacob. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. So until the son of David returns as the rightful ruler of all humanity, as was stated by my brother, the Torah isn't just for Israel. It's for the entire earth. And until he returns, Israel as its entirety will not take any piece of, any parcel of the land that was promised to our forefathers. Because guess what? We had it in abundance. We wasn't relegated to just one sector. We wasn't just relegated to one city. We wasn't just relegated to some little parcel of land. We had good land over there. But because Israel failed to be obedient to whose land it belonged to, he put them out. Like my brother said last night, Adam and Eve got put out because of disobedience. Our forefathers got put out the land because of disobedience. And I can guarantee you that many of us that are over in that land ain't being obedient still to this day. May Atak Wa'ed Olam Yisrael. May Atak wait for Yahweh Yisrael. Wait for him. He made you. He formed you. You know, one of the things I'm noticing now is how Hasatan is trying to become the hero. Halal is trying to become the hero. And one of the things that he keeps stating through one of his, as my brother states, television, glorious purpose. See, he's got delusions of grandeur. He wants glorious purpose. And he's leading many people astray because of this glorious purpose that he has. He's a junk dealer, is what he is. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. And he's trying to convince mankind to love him, but he hates them. They are stench to his nose. He hates them. I'm talking about Allah, the one that they're all clamoring for his love. And he's not hiding anything. He's letting known right now what he is trying to do. He's trying to gain all the love and admiration. He's trying to gain all the shine. He's trying to convince people. Now, that's how I know we are definitely in a downward slide. For the world, but for the believers, hope is coming. He's letting them know. I'm trying to rule. And he's pulling out all the stops now, all the stops. He's polluting the name of Yahweh. He's polluting the name of Yahushua. He's doing everything that he can to turn evil into good and good into evil. We're starting to see now, any truth that doesn't go along with the program, they're shutting you down. Any truth that doesn't go along with the program, they're shutting it down now. And they're letting you know, if you're not part of the elite, if you're not one of the elitists speaking, if you are not paid agent of this program, we're not going to support you. We're not going to let you. Look, they're not allowing people to speak against the system, even if it's the truth. Even if these are truths that they have said in the past, you better not say it. You better not remind people of it, or they're going to shut you down. So if they start now with shutting down information as it pertains to people's health and well-being, what are they going to do when the truth starts to come out and the people of God are sent out to save souls? When we, as Yahweh said, this is our purpose, family. He has set us over the nations, not over America, over the nations and over the kingdom, not just Great Britain, to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. They ain't trying to give up this system. They'd rather dwell in this filth until it is utterly destroyed than to hold on to their salvation. Now, my brother read last night. Isn't that what was read last night? You have people that are sold out, who have given themselves over to this system. But again, there's another day, and there's something for all of his sons and his daughters to look forward to, not in the flesh, but in the spirit, family. One of our favorite songs is, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, salvation comes, and his reward is with him. Behold, Yahushua is coming." And we need to start making that our mantra. Behold, Yahushua comes. It's time to start gathering his people, time to start getting this work done, family. Because as we see, again, just pay attention. Look at the signs. Look at what's going on. Our enemy, the world's adversary, but in particular, our adversary is being raised up now. But again, as he's being raised up, it's supposed to be for his glory. Because he is but a mere tool. He's but a mere puppet on the strings. Even though he thinks he's a free agent, he can do whatever he wants, and he's free to do whatever he wants. Just like many other people. I'm going to do me. I'm going to get my shine. I'm going to live my life the way I want to live it. Okay, cool, do you, boo. Do whatever you want. But no one understands this. There's a reality coming. Just because you can't see it now, no one understands. Reality is coming. People get caught up in this reality TV, Desperate Housewives and Potomac and all this sort of crap. All this quote-unquote scripted reality TV show what it's really like when the cameras are turned off. You know, we got a prime example of that with that situation. You know, on IG, sad to see the young lady go, but on IG and on Facebook and on TikTok, she's living her best life. They got all these pictures of how loving they are together, how happy they are together. But the police camera footage showed what it was really like when their iPhone wasn't clicking, when they weren't streaming live on Facebook Live or whatever it is. Everybody's living their best life when they can prepare and pose for it. But what happens when that best life is caught on a police dash cam or on a police chest camera? Huh? What happens to the best life then? What reality really sits in. See what I'm saying? And it's sad. Because we see where somebody lost something, their life, because the person in authority missed the sign. And it's unfortunate. But family, let's not do the same thing. Let's be aware. Let's lift each other up in prayer. Let's look after one another. Let's look after one another's well-being. Let's safeguard one another. Again, see I have set thee. I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Shalom, Yeshua. Shalom. Blessed are you, Yahushua, King of the universe, Rock of all eternities, righteous in all generations, the trustworthy mighty one, who says and does, who speaks and fulfills, all of whose words are true and righteous. Trustworthy are you, Yahushua, our mighty one, and trustworthy are your words. Not one of your words is turned back to its origin unfulfilled. For you are mighty one, trustworthy and compassionate King. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the mighty one, who is trustworthy in all his words. Amen. Abba Yah, we thank you for the blessing that you have bestowed upon us this day, Father, for the blessing of your word, for the blessing of your son, Yahushua, Father, for looking down upon us with mercy, Father, Father, for always leading and guiding us, Father, Father, for never, never taking us down a straight path, Father, for always looking after us, Father, for always looking out for us, Father, always showing mercy unto us, Father. Father, my sincere prayer for all of us at Beth Yahweh is that we walk according to your purpose, Father, that we live our lives, Father, to make you proud, that you look upon your sons and daughters in Beth Yahweh with favor, with love, and that we all hear these words one day. Well done, my good and my faithful servants. That whatever, Father, we may lack, you fill us up, Father. Wherever we are weak, you strengthen us, Father. When we are weary, Father, that you be the wind underneath our wings, Father. And if we are so weary, Father, that we feel like our legs can no longer move forward, that you take us by the hand. You hold us in your arms. You keep us close to your bosom, Father, and that you carry us, Father. You bear us, Father, upon your shoulders, that you bear us, Father, up, that you be our strong tower, O Yahweh. These things, Father, I ask you in the name of your son, Yahushua, Beshem Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. Shalom, family. Yahweh willing, see you in a couple of hours. Hallelujah.
Thinking about the world, looking at the nation. Suicide, genocide, homicide. Three words come to mind. Times are changing, yeah. No more rumors, there are wars going on. Twisted doctor, scientists making clones. Economy got some backs against the wall. People dying for no reason at all. People of God don't even read their Bibles. There's no faith, no trust in the word. But everybody seems to be quoting scripture. It's just another word they heard. Pastors leaving pulpits cause they're tired. It's all based on how we feel. Overheard two people speaking the other day. One said that God's not real, but I'm just one of them more people who's got gotta hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Oh, I'm just one of them old people. God's gotta hold on. And I believe, so I'll choose to look on the brighter side in spite of all the negativity I'm surrounded by. No, it ain't perfect, but that's alright, 'cause his hand is on me and it's keeping me alive. So many disappointments, so much I don't understand, so much I don't have answers for. That's what makes me trust you more. In a world that's always changing, everything's rearranging, but no matter what's going on, I'ma be standing, I'ma be holding on. Your truth, their truth, my truth, your God, my God, our view. All I know is one thing nowadays, is we all need hope, we all need faith, and I'm just one of them old people who's gotta hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people. God's gotta hold on. Don't you let go of me, Lord, please. I believe, yeah. Oh, I'm just one of them old people who's gotta hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is.